Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm just going to do a little intro here. As you know, my name is Christiana. Welcome to the show again. A little bit about myself. I'm mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone's talking to me, and other times it is an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I've been doing readings for people on and off for the past 8 years. I'm accurate, but sometimes, you know, things can be off. Just being honest here, if anybody tells you that they're 100% right 100% of the time, that is likely to be a lie. So I'm also an empath, and I absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up your energy just by hearing your voice. And I look forward to working with all of you and providing your readings. Excuse me. Feel free to donate at paypal.me/Christiana. The link is in the description box. Also, please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. The link is also in the description box. I can give you a much longer reading and private than I can for, you know, like on the show. And my prices are reasonable. I have a sliding scale fee. I ask that you pay per minute, but if you need to negotiate a price with me, please do so and I will adjust the price. Feel free to contact me on my page anytime at the link that I provided. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Please limit your questions to only one question per person. No health, pregnancy, or time frame questions. Feel free to call in and get in line for your reading. I would like to stress, too, that please don't ask for a time frame because that is just not my specialty. And I'd appreciate it if you just didn't ask for the time frame. All right, so let's get started. I will be doing, since I only have three people in line, I will be doing three card pulls. So three cards, and all you need to do is tell me your name and ask your question. First caller is the 954 area code.
Hello, this is Mary. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. Do you do any kind of general reading or?
Yeah, I can do that.
Please, whatever you get from spirit.
Okay. And your name again?
Mary.
Okay. Oops. 1 second. Dropping the cards here. Just shuffling the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, since this is just a general reading, the message might be a little scattered, but I'll still try to do the best I can here. The first card is the Princess of Spring. It's just saying that you're optimistic, enthusiastic, creative, and energetic. telling you that it's time to go after your dreams. Do something that expands your horizons. Let your creativity take flight. Do you do anything like painting?
Do what?
Do you paint at all?
I used
or
to.
Or have you in the past?
I have in the past, yeah.
Yeah, I see that. That would be a good creative outlet for you because I saw you painting. And then I got the Nine of Adam. And let's see. So it's in reverse, and it's originally about cherishing, or part of the meaning is cherishing your time alone. So I feel like maybe you've been preoccupied and busy, and it's time to take a little breather if you can.
Yeah, I understand that.
And then I got the Ten of Summer. Okay, so Ten of Summer. I'm just sensing that things are a little bit off balance in your life, and that you need to get things in order and find more balance. I'm thinking spiritually, kind of mind, body, and soul, balancing those three, and like family life and friends, and I'm thinking grandchildren.
No grandchildren, but I've been apart from family members and friends. They live at a distance, or the COVID is in the way, or some reason.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I was a little off there.
That's pretty close.
I just feel like something's really been preoccupying you, and I'm not quite hitting the nail on the head there on what it is. But
that's true. You're right.
So, yeah, just work on balancing your life if you can. And do you have any other questions? I know I just had one question, but, you know, I have time.
Well, I'm just wondering if you pick up anything regarding a health issue, if that's going to start getting help or resolving it.
I can't do health, pregnancy, or legal.
Okay, well, how about finance? Do you see that improving? Any money coming in for me?
Okay. One second while I try to take a look here.
Okay.
I see that I'm not seeing an inflow of money. I'm just seeing that you're going to likely have to wait a while before you start bringing more money in. I see that you're kind of maybe a little frustrated and like wondering where it's going to come from. But I don't see that really changing anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that can be depressing, but just know that, you know, as long as you keep setting your attention to bring in more money and you work on manifesting, I believe that you will be able to manifest what you desire, but it's just going to take some patience and take some time. And like resetting the frame of mind that you're in.
Okay.
From a poverty mindset to a mindset of like abundance.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, that's a good start. Very good. Well, thank you, Christina. And have a happy new year and stay safe.
Thanks, you too. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Good night now.
Right. Okay, next area code 111.
Hello, hi, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you? Who's calling?
Not bad, this is Felicia.
Felicia? Okay, what is your question
ma'am.
For me?
Okay, so we can I work in healthcare. And I had a job this weekend, but I let it go. Do you see my agency calling me back for other positions? I mean, I was just doing them a favor, and I told them that this particular job, it is just the person was kind of ungrateful, but I did it anyway just until they find a replacement. But I told my boss, I said, hey, just keep me in mind when something else comes for it. But this job, I cannot do it anymore. And I was being honest. I wasn't being negative about it. But he understood.
Okay, so basically, you just want to know if you're going to get a new position within the same company?
Yes.
Okay. One second.
I think he is.
I'm just going to shuffle the cards. Sorry, I have better fingers today, and I'm dropping the cards. Okay. Okay, let's see what we have here. So, I know this is a little off topic. I'm going to try to get to answer your question in a minute here. But I'm going to just read the cards first, and then I'll try to make sure I directly answer your question. The first card I got was the Lover's card, and it is in reverse. So either this tells me that either you're single or your relationship is not exactly where you'd like it to be right now.
I'm single.
Yeah, because it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that, you know, there's a lack of something there, and that could definitely looks like it's, you know, it definitely looks like it's affecting your life, and maybe makes you kind of sad sometimes, which is understandable. And then I got the Unity card. Let's see. So I was just talking about finding a spiritually minded community that is a good fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should try to find one that is a good fit for you rather than going to some kind of community that expects you to conform to what they want out of you.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah. I think that would be really good for you. And then I got the Strength card, and it's just talking about grace. The grace and inner strength needed to overcome challenges. The power of kindness and forgiveness. Time to embrace how wonderful you are. And that is the Strength card. So I believe that you're a strong person, and whatever difficulties you may face, you can definitely get through them. And then I got the Ace of Winter, and it's just asking you to not be deterred by challenges along the way.
I agree, yeah.
And as far as your question goes, I'm going to look real quick and see if anything comes up. Okay, so I'm a little confused. confused by the answer. So first I got the answer no. So are you maybe looking elsewhere for employment too?
I can. It's not a problem. Yeah, I can do that.
Because I saw you, I don't know if you, like, work behind a desk. Do you work behind a desk at all?
I do, but oh, that's my full-time job. Yeah, but I'm trying to get from out of that position and get into something else. This is just a part-time job that I have on the weekends.
Oh, okay, because I saw you working behind a desk and, like, entering information into, like, a computer. So definitely, I don't think that this company is going to rehire you, but maybe look elsewhere.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. That was your mini reading.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, the next caller is the 347 area code.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me?
Hi, my name is Tanika. I'm calling to ask if you see any change coming up with me as far as my current job or if you see me moving.
Okay, so let's focus on one question. So your current job, you just, what do you want to know? Like if you're going to get a new job or?
Yeah, if you see me leaving my current job anytime soon
okay.
or if I'm going to be there for a while.
Okay. One second. It takes me a second. So hold on. Okay, so I see you walking outside on like a sidewalk, and I'm trying to decipher what that means. I'm sorry. It feels familiar. Like the space feels familiar to me. Like you've been there before. So, can you repeat your question one more time? I'm sorry.
I guess if you see me changing my current job, like if you see me
okay.
leaving it anytime soon.
Yeah.
So,
as far as your job goes, I see. It looks like you're going to stick with the same job for a while because the space I saw you in was familiar. And I'm also getting that you need to kind of take a step back from things and just rest your mind and spirit and maybe get like on a walk or something.
Okay.
I mean, if it's cold outside, then just I'm not sure if it's cold where you live, but if it is, you can always do it inside, like at a gym or something. But definitely take care of your, you know, the pent up energy, any pent up energy that you may have. But definitely, I see you sticking with the same job for a while. So, and then, I can pull a few cards for you before I let you go. One second. Just shuffling the cards. Okay, so definitely got the Six of Autumn. That's in reverse. It's just talking about that you're trying to get your finances in order and you're likely to be repaying some kind of a debt. And then I got the Hermit card, and to me that means, like, again, like you need to get out, go on walks, kind of get out of the house if you can. And then I got the Star card, and it's just telling you to look to the future with hope and optimism. It's just saying that basically when you have faith, you can move mountains, and you, if you're positive about things and you set your mind to something, that you can manifest what you desire, like a new job if that's what you want. So it talks about happy changes that bring relief from challenging times. I believe that surrounding a job, too, I do think where you're at, you're going to be there for a while, though, but eventually there will be a change to a new job that will bring relief to you from the stress that you've been feeling. And so that's basically what I got for you. Thank you for calling. I do have to move on to the next caller.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And I think just trying to stay organized here on the switchboard. Okay, and the next caller is 631 area code.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yes, who is calling?
My name is Suzanne. I just want to see, when do you see a significant other or a companion coming into my life?
Okay, one second. Just have to shuffle the cards here. Okay, so I don't really do time frames, but it does look like there will be a new love coming into your life soon. I pulled the new love card, so that's reassuring. It's it says a new person has stirred your romantic feelings, or I should say a new person will stir your romantic feelings. So definitely a new love will be coming into your life soon. The cards, and because I believe spirit speaks through the cards, so they're saying to let go of any control issues that you may have surrounding relationships and allow the situation to unfold naturally when you do meet this new person. Also, there will be likely be children in the mix. I got that they might be a little older. Maybe, I'm not sure what age, but at a stage where they're more independent. So it just says your love life will be affected by children. And then I got the separation card. That just looks like I'm trying to see where the separation is. It looks like I'm thinking it's him that's likely to be recently separated from a partner.
Oh, so his kids are like in their 20s, 30s?
Yeah, I definitely saw them as older. So independent, But I'm seeing that they will influence the relationship.
Oh.
So, they might be a little bit suspicious, like who is this lady, or kind of, you know, nothing really bad, though. Just,
it'll and when do, when do you see this, or?
I don't really do time frames.
Well, I mean, is it 5 months, 6 months, 2 months, 10 years?
I'd say within the next year or two.
Oh, that's too long, but thank you. Anyway, thank you.
Okay, well, everyone, I just want to let everybody out there know that, you know, I can't always just tell you what you want to hear. So, yeah, that's basically it. I can't always tell you what you want to hear, you know. I told everybody at the beginning of the show, I don't do time frames. So please don't ask me for a time frame. Thank you. Okay, next caller is calling from the 917 area code. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me?
Carla.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, what is your question? Hello? Okay, it looks like the call dropped. So I am going to go on to the next caller. 856.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Is this Rosalia?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. How are you doing?
Yeah. Doing a little bit better. A little bit better.
How about yourself? What is your question? Oh, I'm doing good.
Whatever you guys, whatever you pick up for long-term relationship or financial, whatever you pick up or moving, whatever's easiest, whatever you get, whatever's easiest.
Okay, so the first question was on a relationship?
Yes, long-term, if that's ever going to happen. At this point, I'm getting down, and looks like it's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Well,
you know what I mean.
I know sometimes it can take a while to meet the right person, but I think that if you just focus on what you want, that it will manifest eventually. So I'm just shuffling the cards and asking them what they have to show you about your love life. Is there anybody that's going to be coming into her life? Just shuffling. Okay. Pulling three cards. Okay, so so I got the Let Your Friends Help You card, and that's in reverse, so that's just telling you that you're not really reaching out to people, like your loved ones, for support right now. Like, I'm feeling like you're a little isolated, and try to, if you can, connect to someone that you care about that can support you right now. And then I got the Deception card. And that's just talking about, you know, just beware of people that you meet, because I believe there will be more than one person that you will meet as a love interest. And some of them will be wearing a false self mask in the relationship. So just beware of that, and look out for any red flags. And if you see something that's not right and that you can't tolerate, just know that you can get out of that relationship. You know, just don't waste time on it, basically. And then I got the engagement card, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling me that I'm not really seeing marriage per se anytime soon, but I usually don't read out further than like a year. So it could definitely be later on down the road. And I'll pull one more card for you. And then I got the Keep an Open Mind card, but it's in reverse. So that's telling you that your mind's a little closed off right now. Maybe you're not as really believing in love and that it can happen for you. So try to keep an open mind. Yeah, try to keep an open mind about it. And then I got the healing family issues. It's in reverse. So that's just telling you that there's likely to be some family issues that haven't been resolved in your childhood that you need to listen to in order to really have a healthy, fulfilling relationship, romantic relationship.
Gotcha. Where I'm staying now, I guess. Or my other family, I'm not sure.
Who?
My other family on another country or here where I'm at right now, I guess. I'm taking it.
Well, you just accept support from who? It could be family or a friend, that someone supportive that can be there for you right now.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so, and then know that you don't need to be afraid when you do meet someone special. Know that you can express your love to them. And I think it's going to happen for you. It's just, you know, it's going to take a little while longer, and you're going to meet more than one person. But eventually, I see you meeting someone, and I see, like, sparkles around him. So the sparkles indicate that he's, like, the one, the special one for you. So I see that will be happening for you. I think it's going to be further out than a year before you meet this guy, but in the meantime, you'll be meeting a few other people.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Take care. Okay, 860 area code.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Hi, I just was wondering what you see for the next month as far as meeting new people. Issues that I've a lot of endings this past few months, so I'm just wondering about new beginnings.
Okay, romantic?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Oh, how about we focus on romantic then? Is that
sure.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll draw some cards. One second. Okay. Okay, so the first card I got was a separation card that's telling me that you recently separated.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a long story, but yeah, I was letting go of somebody.
Okay. And then I'm sorry for your loss. You know, I know that's hard. Then I got romantic feelings. So telling me that you're meeting people, that you I get that you're dating kind of like on and off.
Okay.
And it's just saying that your feelings are real and worth exploring. So I'm trying to see if I think this might be someone you already know.
Okay.
But it's looking like the relationship is probably coming to an end or has already come to an end. But it's just, the card's just letting you know, spirit is letting you know that it's okay, even if maybe in the back of your mind you know, like, a relationship is going to end. Know that you don't need to shut down, that you can still explore, you know, the romantic side of things and your feelings for that person. And just don't, try not to shut down and stay open to, like, new love and all of that.
Yes.
And then I got the reconciliation card, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that you may have had thoughts about reconciling with someone from your past, but it doesn't look like that's really going to happen.
Right.
It looks like you can forgive them in your heart, but as far as
yes,
starting over again with them, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And
really? You think really? Okay. Wow, that's interesting. So we're going to start another. Are you saying that basically it's relationship-wise it's over, but like we'll have a friendship?
No, I wasn't really seeing any kind of reconciliation.
Okay.
You know, friendship is possible, but I think there's definitely going to be time apart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then there has been.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I got the trust card, and that's in reverse, so that's just telling you that you're having some trust issues as far as men
that's
go.
Right. You're right on.
And that children are in the picture.
Interesting.
So I don't know, do you have children or does he have children?
He probably has children because I don't. And I'm not, I don't want any children from me biologically, per se.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
it
I got the
surprise
retreat card.
My age. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Then I got the retreat card. It's in reverse, so it's telling me that you're not really taking time to get out and take a retreat and take care of yourself. So maybe try to do that, something special
yes.
for yourself.
Yes.
So that's basically what I got. You know, it does look like you it does look like you will meet new people. And
okay.
that's what I'm seeing. But to resolve some of the issues that you have with your last partner.
Yeah, I know. It's been really difficult. Alas, just in a nutshell, I he lives only 10 minutes away, and the last time I saw him was July, so it's already been 6 months. It's not only that, it's just, it was 2.5 years as of now, so to speak, since I met him. And it's just a really difficult, I really was in love with him. And I think I still am in the sense of, like, I know it's over, but that's what you're feeling, trust issues and, you know, a lot of heartache. There is heartache still there that I'm trying to get through. And I've drawn a lot
to just try to get through. And the heart wants to do what it wants to do. So now, honestly, I'm just basically surrendering. And that helps a lot to forgive the person and just literally just surrender. If his name comes up, which his name does come up in my mind, kind of like a psychic thing, I just let it just permeate through me and then let it go. I don't fight it anymore, and that's what I used to do. I used to fight it, like, why is his name coming into my mind?
I think that's normal and understandable when you're grieving. Because
And grieving, as you know, there's a lot of layers to it. Like, you know, you're angry at first, and you're like, why? And then I'm really at my last stage of grief, I think, of just, like, I know it's definitely not going to happen. Definitely. It's just me getting through the heartbreak. Because the heart wants to do what it wants to do, and I can't. The more you fight it, the longer this is going to persist. So I learned that the hard way. So anyway.
Well, yeah. I wish you well, and hopefully that things can start changing for you for the better.
I thank you. I mean, I think I'm pleasantly surprised you were right on with the card. So God bless you, and thank you for your gift.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, everyone, there is 2 minutes left to the show. So I'm just going to end. Well, first I'm going to check chat. Okay, nothing in chat. So I'm going to end the show a little early, but I wanted to thank everyone for calling in today. And take care until next time.